Every year, tourists flock to the caves of New Zealand to gawk at an amazing sight. Thousands of little lights shining in the dark like stars. But they're not stars or even fireflies. They're glowworms. And while many people find these creatures enchanting, the truth is...
technically, a glowworm is actually a glowing maggot. But that doesn't sound as romantic.
No, it doesn't. That's Dr. Miriam Sharp, a researcher who's studying the New Zealand glowworms, investigating the mystery of how exactly they light up. It turns out we still really don't know. And Dr. Sharp and her research partner, Kurt Kraus, are the subjects of our latest macroscope video up on our website at sciencefriday.com/glowworms. And here to tell us more about their research and the weird, wonderful worlds of these glowworms is my next guest, Chelsea Fisk, video producer with Moon Jelly Productions. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Does the fact that a glowworm is actually a maggot take all that magic away for you?
Not at all. It's actually kind of funny to learn that, but when you're there in the middle of a glowworm cave and you feel like you're surrounded by, 360 degrees of starlight, it's still magical, regardless of the fact that they're actually a fungus gnat.
Because a lot of people remember as a kid, hearing about glowworms were fireflies that light up outside in the yard. These are not them, right?
They are not. So fireflies are in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's funny because fireflies are actually beetles, and these glowworms, they're the larval stage of a fungus gnat, which is more like a fly. So it can be kind of confusing. Specific. This species was specific to New Zealand. There's also a couple other species in Australia, and that's it.
Tell us about the researchers, the couple of researchers who are investigating the chemistry. What does their research process look like?
Sure. So, yeah, they were great. Dr. Miriam Sharp and Kurt Kraus, they're at the University of Otago, which is in Dunedin. So it's southern New Zealand. They got into it because they really just wanted to find out what makes these creatures glow. There are about 40 or more different bioluminescent systems throughout the world, and each of them use a different mechanism for glowing.
Hang on, let me just remind everybody that this is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sure. So in their research, they go out, in this case, they go to a ravine near them called Nichols Creek. They go out with their flashlights, or in New Zealand, they call them torches, which is more fun. And they take a little shish kebab stick and approach these little glowworms on the walls of the ravine, and they drop them into their tubes to bring back to the lab. And they actually, glowworms are carnivorous. So, and in fact, they can be cannibals at times, so they can't put too many of them in the same tube. They bring those back to the lab, freeze them, cut off the light organ, which is essentially right at the tail end of the glowworm, and then mash those up into a solution. And then from there, what they're really trying to get at is, like I said, figuring out what makes them glow. So they're separating out the proteins in these light organs to identify the protein or enzyme, which they call a luciferase, and then also a chemical, a small molecule substrate, or a luciferin. So those two things are the components that they're looking for that make these bioluminescent creatures glow.
So they just want to know how they work.
They're not interested
in any real application. They just want to figure it out.
Right. It's very refreshing, actually. They're definitely just in the pursuit of knowledge. And while there are a lot of potential, outcomes for this research in biomedical research and various other areas, right now, they're really focused on just understanding and learning.
And the glowworms live in caves. How tough was it filming in the dark? like that?
Luckily, I love caves. Otherwise, it could have presented some challenges. So because, like you mentioned, there are such tourist attractions, typically, so I was with my husband, Brandon, and so we would choose to go at night and oftentimes to the lesser known caves because there are some pretty major commercial caves down there. And so we'd go out at night. Oftentimes these caves are in the strangest places in the middle of a sheep paddock or something. And so we would take our headlamps and usually, you know, these caves for the glowworms need to be damp. So usually there's creeks running through these caves. And so we would trek in with our gear and it's kind of eerie because there are oftentimes eels in the creeks in the caves, which can bite.
Never mind.
Luckily.
I'm not going with it.
But
you didn't get bit too often.
No, not at all. And it was completely worth it. It's magical.
Right. I want to thank you. And it's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com/glowworms. Chelsea Fisk, video producer with Moon Jelly Productions. Thank you very much.